WOCM, Selbyville, Ocean City, Austin, Del Mar. You're listening to the best of rock online at ocean98.com.
We're going to take this break. We'll be right back with Michael Simon coming up next. I know I promised guys a record restoration, but I promise you I got something better right now. Joining us right now, we have celebrity chef Michael Simon telling us about a new thing going on with the Food Network. Good morning, Michael.
How are you doing?
I am excited to talk to you. I'll tell you that much. I know you got something big happening with the Food Network new show, Barbecue USA. Tell us a little about it.
Yeah, so we're rolling into season two, traveling around the country, following all these great, like, kind of legendary pitmasters and legendary competitions, like going to Memphis in May. We're just kind of going to the big boys and watching these people compete head-to-head to see really who's the master of the craft.
It's okay, so in your opinion, what do you look for in good barbecue? Let's go ribs.
Ribs. So ribs, I look for meat that is tender, but not just completely falling off the bone.
Okay.
I want, like, when you bite into a rib, there should be a clean bite mark where the meat pulls off the bone, but not all the meat pulls off the bone at once.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the beauty of having them tender, but not overcooked. And then I like a rib that's pretty heavily seasoned with like salt and cracked black pepper, and then maybe like one spice that sets it over a touch.
All right, I like it. I think we could eat ribs together because I'm not those crock pot ribs that were like popular in the '90s. I can't stand. It's like mush.
No, they bring a tear to my eye.
Oh,
I'm not gonna lie.
I know it's a slap in the face of that pig.
It's boiled meat.
Yes. Where's the best place you've been? Because all the different regions of barbecue in the United States, are they all coming together for season two?
Yeah, I mean, so we have literally places all over the country, and in some of the bigger competitions, there's actually people from all over the world, which is really interesting. So all the big, like, I mean, obviously there's Texas, Memphis, kind of throughout the entire South, the Carolinas, Kansas City. And then you have some of those great outliers that are doing, like, hyper-regional stuff, which is really fun, too. So I think the beauty of barbecue now, currently, is people use the kind of the barbecue meccas as inspiration and then make it a little bit more personal depending on what region of the country they're from, which I love. For me, I was born and raised in Cleveland. You know, I love eating Texas barbecue in Texas, but I think if you're from Cleveland, the barbecue should reflect the flavors of your city. And so I think we're seeing more and more of that, not only in competition, but in barbecue restaurants throughout the country also.
Chef, I got to ask you, you've been doing this for a couple of years. Is there a particular part in the country where you say, you know what, I can hang here a little bit longer because this stuff is really good down here?
Yeah, well, I'm my probably two favorite regions for me, and everybody has different loves, obviously. I love the style of Central Texas where it's just like, offset smokers, hardwood, not a lot of sauce. They're really letting the meat and the technique speak for itself. It's hard to beat a Texas-style brisket. And then I love the whole hog style that you see throughout the Carolinas, maybe with a splash of vinegar, not with like the super sweet sauces on it.
Yeah.
That really sings to me. But like, there's people, like Joe Pierce, it slaps in Kansas City. Where, you think of Kansas City as this uber sweet kind of sauce, where Joe leans a little bit more back into what that sauce was more traditionally, where it was a little bit more vinegar based and it had tomato in it, but it wasn't uber sweet. So I love all barbecue.
It's hard.
It is hard. But like, if I had to break it down, I would say like, if I want brisket, Texas is probably my favorite place. If I want whole hog, I'm going to go to the Carolinas.
Yeah.
Ribs, like Memphis, Kansas City, is where I technically, I think, are the two best rib places. And then there's a kind of like those really cool outliers, like in Kentucky, there's like barbecue mutton is famous. And mm-hmm. it's delicious, you know, it's really great.
I noticed
that's where it kind of comes down to for me.
I noticed you didn't include Alabama in that because I have a very, very opinionated view on Alabama barbecue. The white sauce is garbage.
See, I disagree.
I hate it.
But it's when it's done well. Like, have you been to Big Bob Gibson's?
No.
Okay, so Big Bob Gibson's and Chris Lilly, who's the pitmaster of Big Bob Gibson's, they're the place that kind of started that white barbecue sauce. A very, very long time ago.
Ugh.
And, you know, it was on their chicken. And it's when they do it, it's magic because the meat comes off the smoker hot and the white sauce is very, like, on the thin side. And they just dip it in the sauce and pull it off and it kind of runs off it. So it's just lightly coated in the sauce. Mm-hmm. And that really works for me. But when you go to some places and it's almost like ranch and it's too much.
Yes. It's like somebody was like, let's just water down mayonnaise and throw some cracked pepper in there. That's what it tastes like to me.
See, but that's the beauty of food.
Yeah.
I always say to people all the time, they're like, you like that? I don't like that. I'm like, that's fine. We don't all have to like the same stuff, by the way.
Right. That's why the restaurants have menus.
My son can eat a Scotch bonnet pepper, and he's fine. Like, if I eat a raw Scotch bonnet pepper, you're going to be calling, 911 because I need to resuscitate it on the ground.
Okay. Interesting you bring that up. So that's one of my favorites, is a spicy barbecue. Is that going to be coming into play with this show?
Yeah, I mean, you see it. You know, what's so interesting about the show is every week we go to a different part of the country, and the judges like different things depending on where you are.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you'll see a team that maybe weeks before won that competition the week before, and then they're in a different region of the country, and they do what they did when they won, and they don't even place in the top 50 because,
wow,
you know, like in that place, the judges, that's not the style that they grew up with or enjoyed or what they're looking for. So, you know, you'll see spicy do really good in some regions of the country and fail miserably in others, which is really kind of the beauty of it.
Absolutely. So what's your personal, I was going to ask you, what's your personal Alabama sauce, but I'm not going to put that much on you. What's your, like, least favorite thing where you're just like, I'm not crazy about it?
You know, I don't love the uber sweet sauces. It's just not my thing. You know, like, I like things that have a little bit more, like, to me, barbecue is very rich and fatty. So if I'm going to put, like, I either want no sauce, or if I'm going to put a sauce on it, I prefer the sauce to lean a little bit more towards the acidic,
mm-hmm.
Vinegary style to cut through the fat and the richness of the meat to complement it. Like, for me, when you get, like, this really rich, fatty meat that's been smoked, which makes it even richer, and then you put, like, a cloyingly sweet sauce on it, it's just too much for me.
Fair enough. Fair enough. We're talking Barbecue USA with celebrity chef Michael Simon, man. You've truly earned that title, all that you've done. You're a chef, restaurateur, television personality. You've written books. You're an author. I mean, you've truly done it all. And you, listen, you're one of my favorites, personally.
I'm the president of Hair Club for Men.
There you go.
Yeah, hey.
Scalp glow.
It's not working so well.
Yeah, right. I encourage people to check it out. It's coming up, season 2 premiering July 10th. Food Network. Is there somewhere you want to send people for more information, Michael?
Yeah, I mean, they could go to the Food Network website or any of the Food Network, foodnetwork.com. They could go to the App Food Network for any of the social. I'll keep everybody informed on my social, which is at Chef Simon, S-Y-M-O-N. And so I will keep everybody informed what's going on across my social. But we're really excited. Season 1 was a blast.
Yeah.
And I think that what the viewer really appreciated was you really got a behind-the-scenes look on on how these people do things. Like the barbecue rules for so long, everything was hidden. Like, we're not going to show you how we do this. We're not going to show you. And fortunately, I've had relationships with a lot of these people for 20 years, so they trust me, and they're kind of showing America the secrets of making good barbecue.
I love it. I can't wait for it. Barbecue USA, like I said, July 10th, premiering on Food Network. Celebrity Chef Michael Simon, thank you so much. It's been a blast talking to you.
Oh, thanks, guys. Be good.
You too.
See you, man.
I love that guy.
Yeah,
genuinely.
He's, cool. He's really cool.
He's one of my top, probably top three favorite celebrity chefs.
Yeah, he's way down to earth, you know.
I love it.
What a cool gig. Dude.
It is a cool gig. And he's really done so much stuff.
Man, dude.
So much stuff.
Doing it right.